Salt is the oldest preservative, and it's a mainstay in keeping modern food safe. But many Americans consume more than they should, and most of it is not coming from the salt shaker. Karen Krish is a dietitian who helps people track eating habits.
Americans actually consume at least 75% of their sodium from processed foods, such as tomato sauce, soups, condiments, canned foods, and prepared mixes.
There's pressure on food makers to reduce sodium in their products to help control and prevent high blood pressure and other conditions salt has been linked to, like osteoporosis. Food scientists like Mark Johnson say it can be difficult to go easy on the salt. He says there's a fine balance in making products that are palatable and prevent foodborne pathogens. Take a Wisconsin favorite, cheese, for instance.
Well, we can make a low-sodium cheese. There's no problem making low-sodium cheese. I just can't make it taste good.
There was a wave of low-sodium products in the 80s, then again in the 90s. Kathleen Glass is co-director of UW-Madison's Food Research Institute. She says sales were poor, the experiment short-lived.
It failed. Why? Part of it was it's very difficult with the salt substitutes that we have to be able to have the same kind of functionality and shelf life as we would with sodium chloride. The other thing is the available substitutes of potassium chloride just didn't taste very good.
Glass has both a professional and personal interest in low sodium products. She says her diabetic mother, who also has heart disease, loves feta cheese. 3.5% of that cheese is salt. Compare that to bacon, which is about 4.5% sodium chloride. The food itself isn't the only culprit. Dietitian Chris says another reason for Americans' high salt intake is eating more than the recommended serving size.
When you look at the correct serving size of potato chips or tortilla chips, you might get up to 180 milligrams. The problem, of course, is people do not eat one serving of potato chips.
Portion size isn't only ignored by those polishing off a bag of chips. Chris says pizza is another food where people tend to overindulge.
Frozen pizzas are a huge thing that a lot of people are buying out of the store. Now, they're sitting there eating the whole frozen pizza in a night. And 4 ounces can provide them up to 1,200 milligrams.
That's half a day's salt in one meal. The American Heart Association recommends less than a teaspoon a day, or about 2,300 milligrams of sodium. On average, Americans consume twice that. This spring, Campbell's reduced the sodium content in 48 varieties of soup, including 12 made for children. Frito-Lay also launched Pinch of Salt potato and tortilla chips. The Food Institute's Glass says more foods with less salt is a good thing. The trick for scientists is to create products that won't spoil easily and still tastes good. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.